Dozens of pro-Palestinian supporters staged a vigil outside the Israeli embassy in London to voice their opposition to the Zionist regime. They called for an end to the crippling sanctions and the illegal blockade on Gaza that has stretched for over 8 years.
The 27th of December has become a symbolic date for pro-Palestinian activists because on this day 4 years ago, over 1,400 Gazans were killed by Israel. Although the war has ended, the siege continues and protesters here will come every year until justice is brought to the Palestinian people.
These were the images that set off an international outcry against Israel. Political analysts believe the massacres in Gaza at the turn of 2008 and then in November 2012 revealed Israel's real intention to ethnically cleanse the Palestinians in the Gaza Strip.
This is an event that shouldn't be forgotten in the future. I mean, this is an event that resembles the Palestinian struggle and what they're going through. And perhaps, you know, we're here today and, you know, although the bombings, the recent Gaza bombing has ended, however, we do want people to know that the occupation hasn't ended. Their struggle is still going on.
The media and the internet have become battlegrounds in the war for public opinion. Experts believe Israel's public relations industry is on the wane as more people are witnessing Israel's brutal aggression towards Palestine. Groups such as the Palestine Solidarity Campaign have held events to raise awareness of the Palestinian struggle.
The first and primary aim is the education of people, and we're finding people to be really responsive, both those of, if you like, the older generation who may have supported Israel in the past, but are beginning to look at what Israel does and say, this is just completely unacceptable. But also, really importantly, the youth, the young generation, who are learning and seeing what happens through both television and social media, and actually coming out in big numbers to support the Palestinians.
In university specifically, especially for those doing politics and other things, they are aware, but they don't really have a stance. And I believe when Palestinian solidarity societies exist and they do events where they can just come to sit down and listen from Palestinians themselves who can explain to them what's going on, I think it gives them a more of a reality, a more of a perspective on what the truth is.
This protest hoped to show the international community that Gaza is still a major issue. They hope their activism and awareness could help strengthen the Palestinian cause. Hassan Al-Khatib, Press TV, London.